BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Greek officials say a definitive list of economic reforms will not now be provided to the country's Eurozone partners and creditors until Tuesday morning. The deadline had been today. Mark Lowen reports from Athens.
The Greek government hasn't disclosed why the infamous list has been delayed, but insists it will arrive in Brussels on Tuesday. Drafts leaked to the Greek media suggest the proposals broadly fall into three categories: tackling tax evasion, structural reforms, and social measures to help the poor with healthcare or electricity bills and prevent those in debt from losing their homes. It's not clear which will make the final list or whether the reforms will be accepted by Greece's creditors, who will deliver their verdict on Tuesday.
The Russian President Vladimir Putin has said a war between Russia and Ukraine, something he described as an apocalyptic scenario, is unlikely. Speaking on Russian television, Mr. Putin again denied that Russian troops were involved in the conflict and suggested Ukraine was claiming that they were because losing to them would be less humiliating than losing to former miners and tractor drivers. President Obama has said 100,000 employees of the Department of Homeland Security will not get paid next week unless Congress agrees new funding for the agency. Congress wants to link fresh funding to overturning Mr. Obama's recent executive order shielding millions of undocumented immigrants from deportation. From Washington, Gary O'Donoghue.
Come the end of this week and the Department for Homeland Security will run out of money. That's because Congress has so far failed to pass a budget for the agency, which patrols the borders and polices the ports and airports. Mr. Obama said cutting off funding would have a direct impact on national security and the economy, as most employees would not be paid. The Senate is due to vote again on Monday in an attempt to break the logjam. Though Democrats have previously blocked such a move, as they object to Republican provisions added to the budget, which would reverse the president's plan to remove the threat of deportation from millions of illegal immigrants.
The High Court in Kenya has ruled as unconstitutional several sections of a controversial new security law. The opposition said the ruling had saved Kenya from becoming a police state. The government argued the law was needed to counter growing security threats. Mariam Abdallah reports.
High Court Judge Isaac Lenaola threw out 10 out of the clauses submitted by the country's opposition and some civil societies. Amongst them is strict controls on the media that would have made it harder for the press in the country to expose and criticize human rights violations. A clause on the limitations on the number of refugees allowed in the country has also been termed unconstitutional. The decision is seen as a blow to the government, which has insisted that it needs more powers to counter the increased terrorism threats from the Somalia-based jihadist group Al-Shabaab.
World News from the BBC. A US court has ordered the Palestine Liberation Organization and the Palestinian Authority to pay compensation to American victims of attacks that happened in Jerusalem over a decade ago. The jury in New York said the Palestinians should pay more than $200 million for six shootings and bombings that killed 33 people and wounded hundreds more. Iran and six world powers say there has been some progress in talks on its nuclear program. The announcement came after the latest round of negotiations in Geneva. The Iranian Foreign Minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, said there was still a long way to go to reach a final agreement. Migrant workers building stadiums and infrastructure in Qatar ahead of the 2022 Football World Cup have told the BBC that they are still living in unsafe and unclean conditions, months after the Gulf state promised to implement labour reforms. Around 1,000 migrant workers are thought to have died since Qatar's huge construction projects got underway. From Doha, our sports editor Dan Rowan reports.
All across Doha, the sound of drilling as Qatar drives through an extraordinary construction program to host the 2022 World Cup. None of it would be possible without the 1.4 million migrant labourers. A year ago, FIFA pushed for reforms, but Sharon Burrow, General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, insists not enough has been done. The Qatari government wouldn't comment, but World Cup projects like new stadia have adopted higher safety standards, and universal rights are on the way. Wages will be paid electronically to cut corruption. But for many of those building Qatar's World Cup dream, the struggle for rights continues.
The Pakistani military says it has arrested a man suspected of taking part in December's attack on an army school in Peshawar. 149 people were killed in the assault, most of them children. BBC News.